This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warns that the 40,000 new cases of coronavirus here in the United States now could turn into 100,000 a day if nothing changes. Fauci also told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday he is cautiously optimistic that some useful vaccine could be available in the foreseeable future. Fauci said a vaccine probably won't be available by the time students are due to start school again later this year. Meantime, Republican Senator Lamar Alexander stressed the importance of reopening schools and called on President Donald Trump and the public at large to wear masks to help prevent further increase in the spread of COVID-19. The European Union said Tuesday visitors from 14 countries may now visit, but not from the United States. That's because some of the U.S. states that push hardest and earliest to reopen their economies are now in retreat due to an alarming surge in confirmed coronavirus infections. The EU extended its ban on travelers not just from the U.S., but from other big countries such as Brazil, Russia, and India, all of which are seeing rapidly rising caseloads. And thousands of residents in dozens of suburbs in Melbourne, Australia, going into lockdown for a month Wednesday, with the Victorian Premier wanting a statewide shutdown as possible if coronavirus cases continues to rise. State Premier Daniel Andrews announced 73 new COVID-19 cases, with a significant number of them recorded in hotspot suburbs, marking the 15th straight day of double-digit increases in case numbers. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.